Gimel Tammuz, Tuesday the 31st of June, Rabbi Heschel Hager, Turning a Blind Eye.
I'd like to talk, learn the halachas of a subject, Turning a Blind Eye, and the only connection to Bilam's blind eye is Bilam only look for the bad in people, when we look at the good in people, and when we see someone doing something bad, do we stop him? Do we tell him off? Do we throw stones? No. Or we just ignore? So there's a Gemara in Beya, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is Kazoy. There's a Mishnah in the end of Beya which says, on Shabbos Niyontov, you should clap your hands or dance. Bizman Chazal, that was there, maybe someone would come to be Mesachim Keshir, fix a musical instrument, and therefore one shouldn't clap on hands. And nevertheless, we see people doing it, and we don't tell them off. So we had the query, why don't we tell people off? They're doing something wrong, and we ignore them. So Rova answered them back, is that the only problem you have? I have other problems. I see other people doing other things which are wrong, and we also don't tell them off. The example he gives is, we see a woman sitting at the edge of the movie, the garden where the Rosh Hashanah begins and the Rosh Hashanah ends, and the lechi there is difficult to identify, and it's very difficult, very easy, if something rolls over into Rosh Hashanah, they go and pick it up and bring it back from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And the women sit there, I guess they're looking what's going on the street, and they're holding things, holding barrels, or sitting on them, and they could. Chazal said you mustn't do that. You mustn't sit at the edge of the movie where there's a danger of bringing things in from Shas Rabban to Shas Yochid if they fall over. And nevertheless, the woman sit there, and no one tells them off. And it was that. Hanach lem Yisrael mitiv shi shogigin v'ali mezidin. Besser, nishazug, don't tell them off. Why? By telling them off, there'll be a b'chin of a mezid. They already know you mustn't do that, and they're not going to listen anyway. Why won't they listen? They'll say, well, everyone does it. When everyone does it, why should I stop? Now, if Azoi, better not to tell them. By not telling them, at least they don't know the problem. It's only a shogi. Mashenkin, if you do tell them, they won't listen. And therefore, mutav shi shogi of Ali Mazidim. So the Guru clearly says, sometimes better not to tell off people, in a case where they're not going to listen anyway. Leave them, let them do what they want, because it's just going to make it worse for them, causing them to become amazed. Now the Gemara adds a few lines to this. The Gemara says as follows, this code we gave of allowing people to carry on their own lives and even doing averus is only when it's Issa Drabunon. Chazal said you mustn't clap your hands, you mustn't sit at the edge of the movie in a place where something might roll over. And you do that anyway, leave them alone. Masha'en can come to Issa D'Raisa, that's something else. You see someone being over Issa D'Raisa, stop them. But then the Gemara says, no, that's only a Havamina. But Emes, that's not correct. There's no difference between Issa D'Raisa and Issa D'Rabunon. Whether you see someone being over Issa D'Rabunon and he's not going to listen if you tell him off, or whether he's doing Issa D'Raisa and he's not going to listen if you tell him off, there's no difference. Even a Issa D'Raisa, leave them. What's the hechocha? We see people doing a minig, which we allow people, a bad minig, and we allow people to do, and we don't stop them. What's the bad minig? The tois v'siyem ha-kipim d'raisa. In Kippi Machati, there's an additional mitzvah of tois v'siyem ha-kipim. You have to add your own time in Kippi. And the Gemara says, we see ladies, the ochle v'shuse ad shechasheiche v'loy omrine v'loy mida. We see women eating mamash biznach, they're not mekayim this mitzvah of tois v'siyem ha-kipim, which is a deraisa, and nobody has a problem with that. Nobody tells them off. So you see clearly from the noyag, from what people actually do, that some people do in Yisurim, and they're ignored, and we're talking about Issa D'Raisa. So you see clearly that we're not bothered, someone's doing Issa D'Raisa, Rahman Islam. Leave him, let him go his own way, and leave him alone. Even in Issa D'Raisa. Out come the Gemara and Bayah. So the Gemara clearly says there's no Chilek D'Raisa, Rabbanan, if you see someone doing something wrong, and he's not going to listen because everyone's doing it, so, lazam up. Now, the Rosh comes along and adds a twist to this Gemara and minimizes the heter, the allowance of not telling people off. And we'll have to understand where the Rosh gets it from, the understanding behind it, and enough to minus lamas. Now, the Rosh in two lines, no kashas, no terutim, says as follows. He brings the Baal Ha'itah, Arishim, before him, one of the great Ashoinim. The Baal Ha'itah adds two lines to the Gemara. Ke'ilu, he's editing the Gemara. And he says, the Gemara told us there's no difference between Issa D'Raisa or Issa D'Rabbanan. If you see someone doing Issa D'Raisa, lock them up. It doesn't apply to all Issa D'Raisa. Dafke b'mide the usa medrusha. Which Issa D'Raisa don't you have to stop them from doing? Not the real first class Issa D'Raisa. Issa D'Raisa, which we only learn out from a drush. From a drush of Chazal. Halucha l'moshe m'sinai. Kagoin, and the example which we had in the Gemara, is post Yom Kippurim. If you read, give a child read the Chumash, or it's adults, they won't find it clearly that you have to add to Yom Kippur. So it's clear in the Torah. It's such an Issa which is not Mefurish in the Torah, you can leave them alone. Ava b'midah d'ksiva b'raisa b'hedya. See somewhere, you can chaza, amasha agafelech Issa. It's clear in the Torah, you mustn't do it. Then you have to stop him. So what the Gemara says, there's no difference in the Raisa and Rabbanan, not all the Raisas. The Imam is adding a line to the Gemara which we don't have. The Gemara said, Choyer any the Raisa. The Gemara gave example, Tak of Tosis Yom Kippurim. But he's saying, no, the Gemara doesn't actually mean all the Raisas, the Gemara only means certain the Raisas, second level the Raisas. Where does the Itta get this from? How can he add to the Gemara? So in Shittu Gebetta, so in Bayer, he brings the same Gemara as appears in Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos. And the Gemara there doesn't have this addition of the end that even with the Raisas, you can let them off. Which seems to be the Gemara in Shabbos only allows you to overlook an Issa D'Rabbanan. Comes to Issa D'Raisa, you have to stop them. So the Chorav, we have a steer in the two Gemuras. And Gemurah Shabbos seems to be only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and you can leave them alone. And in Gemurah Be'er, even in Issa D'Raisa, so we have a problem. How do we fam for both Gemuras? So one way of fam for the Gemuras is to say, D'Raisa doesn't mean Mamash D'Raisa, doesn't mean Mamash D'Rabbanan. It means Issurim Chamurim, and this is Issurim Chamurim. That's one way where the Itta, where the God is from, his Chiddush of Imachalek in two levels of D'Raisas. It's because we have a theory in Shas. Do we have to overlook the right? Are we allowed to overlook the right or not? So we'll explain it. Nish mamash derisus, nish mamash derabunon. A big issa and a small issa. A big issa you can't let go, and a small issa you can let go. That's one way of how the itta got to this. But the emes solution about the itta is, he says a mastaba. He doesn't bring the theorists in the Gemara. A mastaba. It's mastaba that the Gemara doesn't really mean a real Issa D'Raisa. What's the swara behind his mistava? The Ksav Sofer explains, we discussed before the two levels of D'Raisa, so real Issa D'Raisa and Issa D'Raisa which Chazal learned from a drash. It's very difficult to explain that. We know we say over there, B'shmurah b'shloshes v'midos atoyim v'dreshu b'hem. Hashem gave Moshe and Sinai ways to understand the Torah. If it's clear in the Torah, or the Chazal made it clear for us, what's the big difference? They're both Issur and D'Raisa. Nevertheless, we do find elsewhere in Shas that, for example, someone makes a shvur. You can't make a shvur in the battle of Samitzvah. But if it has to do with the chutz yishir, something which is not the furish in the Torah, We don't say Mushba Va'omid Me'har Sinai. The Shvur that was Me'har Sinai was only a Dvorim Mefurosh HaMetorah. We do find in Shas this idea that there are two tiers in the Raisa. A real Raisa and a Raisa which is from Adrash. So we do have this Naftamina on the Choy Mahadova in levels of Yisroel Raisa. So the Itta is right, but we do find this in Shas, this idea. The other Hezra is who say Mutav Shishog Yuba'ali Mezidim. If something is mefurish in the Torah, as it says, you say someone, you must need chazer, everyone knows that. It says it in the Torah. What's it going to say? Everyone does it? It's a shvach teretz. If it's something which is only a drusha, no, to eat Yom Kippur when it's still daylight, ich verstehe nicht. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Yeah, maybe it's a chimre, it's a chsidis, I don't know. Man kann sagen, everyone does it. Chazal told us it says clearly in the Torah. It's not so clear. So people won't accept what you tell them. A person will accept black and white. If it's not black and white, it's in the Shas, in the Mishnais, it's not echvayef, machloikis, black and white in the Torah people accept. So that's the second hezb in the Balawita. When the Gemara says, when it comes to an Issa Deraisa, you can leave them alone. Yeah, it depends what Issa Deraisa. An Issa Deraisa which people won't accept. An Issa Deraisa is a clue in a Chumash. So it's a clue in a Puzah Chumash. Then there's no excuse of not being Moich and not telling them off. They will listen. You won't say, Mutav Shishogim Vali Mezidin. Mutav Shishogim Vali Mezidin, you don't want to be mach to someone. He'll be over anyway, because everyone's doing it. He's not going to listen to you. But if you show him clearly in Torah, he will listen to you. He's going to listen to you. So if Azoy is of the Itis, a Savura, that when the Gemara says that leave an Issa Deraisa, let it go, only an Issa Deraisa, which you're not going to, the person won't understand. He won't accept. But if it's so clear, so Mustafa, the Gemara doesn't talk about such a case. If it's so clear, why shouldn't you tell him Adrabah? Tell him, let him stop doing Issa. Adrabah. So the two ways of understanding the Itta. Either Alam the Shaveg, there's Taka and Achtamina between Issa Deraisa, which is Mefurish, and the Issa Deraisa, which is only Api Drushas Chazal, or Api Pashtas. In people's minds, there's an Achtamina between a clear Issa Deraisa and Issa Deraisa, which is only Api Drash, because an Issa Deraisa Api Drash, maybe it's a Drash of Chazal Faket, Achweis is initially clue. But yeah, Pusik Chim is very clear, so that's the second Chilik between the foolish nigga is the reise and the schwache is the reise. And now to more lemaaseh points, and based on the nafkaminis pshat nabal itta, why an is the reise and the foolish we have to stop, and an is the reise which is not the foolish we can let go. But one has to point out it's clear, they're showing say clearly, and so there makes sense. Very clear. We say Mutav Shishogim Va'ali Mezidim. See someone doing an Issa, so the Gemara says, leave them. So the Itta added, not always, if it's a Furush Issa Deraisa, you have to stop them. That's what we're talking about, a Shogig. Mutav Shishogim Va'ali Mezidim. He's not going to listen to you. So, lock them up, leave him alone, don't tell him off. Masha Enkin, if someone is amazed, there's no Surah Mutav Shishogim Va'ali Mezidim. This fellow is amazed. So obviously, he has to tell him off. The whole Heta of Mutav Shishogim. He's not going to listen, so he loves him up. Let him do a smaller Issa. But if he's mamash amazed, obviously the Gemara doesn't apply, and then that's when the Chayef Lechich comes in. You have to make to see someone doing an Avera. How much you have to do it, then you can. There's a Simon Tov Reish Ches, and the Rechaim, the person discuss, Ad Kedei Hakur, Ad Kedei Nezifet, you have to get a fight, you have to squabble with him. It's only someone who you're close to, you can tell off, see a stranger doing something wrong. Even if he's amazed, you can tell him off. Going to make things worse. He'll hate you, you get into sinner, sit in Steugen. It's not so easy to tell someone off, even when he's amazed. So, Chayef Techiach doesn't always apply. That's to do with amazed. We're talking about Shoigig here. Amazed is discussed in Shoigig, we're talking about Shoigig, this halach also appears there. So, we just had in the Gemara, there's no Chilik Dreis in the Rabbunah, and about the Itta, the Rosh brought down, and Nifsik and Shoigig, clearly, There are two levels of the raisa, the difference between the raisa which is mefurish and the difference between the raisa which is nish mefurish. Now we have to understand what's mefurish in the Torah. Now the poskim discuss. I'll give an example. If a father sees his daughter biting his lips on Shabbos. Biting her lips on Shabbos. Tearing his skin off. Should he stop her? Or not? Do we say Mutav she shogig in Vali Mezidin? Or do we say it's a Issa Deraisa? The Furish and Torah you mustn't Mechal Shabbos. Stop her. Or maybe, okay. If she's not going to stop, she'll over Kibbutz as well. Going to tell another Issa. So one of the early posts in the Chavasiyah has a similar shalom. There was a woman who used to have chickens in the garden and always to lock them up. Do an Issa Tzeder. She did it every day, and Shabbos as well. Says the Chavasiyah, you don't have to stop. Leave her. There's no one to talk to. She's not going to listen anyway. I lechoreh say Issa Mefurish in the Torah, and the Rishonim added to the Gemara, or explain the Gemara, and the Shomer Pasul attack that way. That if it isn't a Furish and Torah, you have to stop them. So if someone's doing Issa Tzeder Shabbos, stop them. Sukhazoi. Does it say Mefurish and Torah, you mustn't hunt on Shabbos? You mustn't do Issa Tzeder on Shabbos? Doesn't say Mefurish and Torah. What does Mefurish and Torah mean? Mefurish and Torah, you mustn't eat Chazi. See someone to Chazi, stop them. Issa Tzeder? Pulling off skin? Doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Aglois Echidish in the Chavis Yor. The Furish in the Torah has to be very, very clear in the Torah. So the poskim, some poskim argue to that. The Maaseh is a Furish in the Torah. It's a Sa'asa called Melucha. Chazal and Megal ask what's considered a Melucha. Lama test Meluchas. So is a Furish in the Torah you must do a Melucha? What's a Melucha? Look up. What a Melucha means. But the Vada says in the Torah it's a Sa'asa Melucha. So a major machloek is a poskim. What the Furish in the Torah means. Does it have to be very clear in the Torah? Or is the idea in the Torah l'sa'as ha'melucha, and we have to understand what melucha, what's included in l'sa'as ha'melucha. Now, Bamas, this now depends on the two mahalchim. Why issa mefurish in Torah is more chumra than issa which is not mefurish in the Torah. If do we look at what people think? Or do we look at what the Torah says? Api Torah, there's no chilek between a Sevar or Eish Bechol Moshe Seich Meim HaShabbos, which says clearly in the Torah, and it's a Tzeder, which Chazal told us is one of the Lamed Tes Meluchas. Api Chazal, there's no difference in level of Issa. So that's considered Mefurish in the Torah. Mashiach, if you look at people, you ask them, is it Mefurish in the Torah? The Surah the Ktav Sofer added to the Itta. Why would you stop people? On the Issa Mefurish in Torah, because it says Tzeder in Torah, they'll stop. You show them, they'll stop. You can't show someone where it says Tzeder in the Torah. You can't show someone where it says you mustn't pull off skin off your lips on Shabbos. Maybe it's a chumra, maybe it's nish, afshenish, it's nish klur. So again, do we look at the emes, what the Issa is, or do we look at what people's mind think? When a person doesn't really understand that this is a melucha, or can't see it black and white, then again you come to the kalam, what is he showing while he is eating? So Anachanama, it could have been Issa Tzeder, it's been a Mefurish in the Torah, because it says the Sa'asa Melucha, but since it's not Mefurish in people's brains, they're not going to listen to you. So again, you say, Mutav Shishogim Vali Mezidim. So do we look at the Melucha, or do we look at what people understand the Melucha to be, in their mind?
The Poskim now discuss another Mutav Shishogim Vali Mezidim. It goes Moshe the Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah, should we clap us before the Tkiyas? You mustn't talk till after all the 100 Tkiyas. If people are not going to listen anyway, do we say Mutav Shishogim Vali Mezidim? So first he says, and the Chama, we just said, clearly, no, not before Shintori, you mustn't talk until after 100 years. So the Chara, the Tal kicks in, what if you're showing Malim Mezidah? But, if there is someone in Tzidra who's going to listen, then you can't just put this blanket head on what if you're showing Malim Mezidah. What if you're showing Malim Mezidah means you see someone, he's not going to listen anyway, leave him alone. But if you have 100 people, and a few of them will pay attention and listen to you,
So because of those 90 who are not going to listen, why should those 10 people be a shoygik? Faket. You're master them, at least from a small chet. They don't know. So you're telling them, you're teaching them what to do. Taka, 90 people are not going to listen, but these 10 people will be mekayim the mitzvah kechusay. And then he says a nice twist, a nice svara. We said, what does that mean? Poor fellow, he's not going to listen anyway. So become amazing, just make it worse for him. If someone is going to talk in the middle of tkis, who's it on? So this egg vote. It's not the worst case in the world if you talk in the middle of tkis. Amele, even if he's amazed, it is good. So you can't say mutis yishoyin valim zidim. Mutis yishoyin valim zidim means if he's going to make it worse, it's be amazed. So leave him alone. But if it's only a chumra, then nimsa kol a chumra. Since it's nisha azoy chumra, oy bazoy, I shall be moicha. I'm not moicha because I'm going to make it worse for him. But if it's not going to be so bad anyway, so any nishred bit soft is. So by telling him off, even if you won't listen, the worst case you won't listen, so he won't listen, so what's it done? So be amazed on a chumra. Since you fell, head on lavera. I was, you should tell him off. Since it's nishazoy chumra, I was, adraba, tell him off, because at the end of the day is nishazoy gefela. I saw the Knozum group in the Riyatzin, he talks about Shushkin in Middle Davni. Do you go to him, no, Middle Davni, Tunish Osran, do you tell him off? Or not? Or, he's not going to listen anyway. So, Mr. Shishogin, Vali Mazidin? So he says, no, here Mr. Shishogin, Vali Mazidin wouldn't apply. No, okay. Should Shushkin Middle Davni, why? Because he says, someone who's Machtis Elabim, he's a choyter mafia, this person. He's talking with other people. He's causing other people to speak as well. So he's a roider, shenit natzile benafshoy. Someone is causing other people to do aveiros. So what are you worried? He'll be amazed? No, nit natzile benafshoy. Forget, he's a choyter mafia. So what's stopping you from telling him off? Adrabe. You can't say, mitashishoy gvali mezidin. You should be amazed, adrabe. Stop him. This mitashishoy gvali doesn't apply. And no chashayim is a little bit. So many omens, omen heisharabe, things you have to answer, listen to. So even once he stops, I'll step over to him. Which is showing Valim Bezidin means you're not going to listen anyway. But the master, at least this 10 seconds that you stopped him when you're looking at him, at least he stops 10 seconds. Perhaps I'll step over to him. So it was like you can't say, but you're showing Valim Bezidin. So it's a mitzvah to go around Shushkin. On the other extreme, there's one of the great poskim in the Mil Tzedukah who talks about mixed dancing, which was 300 years ago in Prague, and the embassy is melamed chus on why we're not moicha, well, we can't be moicha. It falls with the klal of mitzvah shishogin v'alim mezidin. It's not the furish in the Torah that you can't do that. I don't know why it doesn't. It's not wordless sraf of alpach aleichem. Why that's not the furish in the Torah? Or ba'achapunim in the Gemara. Types of kravis laroes, a machloikis, whatever they get a machloikis. And it's not 100% crystal clear in people's minds that this is an issa deraisa, and they're not going to listen anyway, then you come to category, mitzvah shishogin v'alim mezidin. So it's again, if it's in people's minds, they're not going to listen because they don't perceive this as an issa deraisa, and they won't understand me telling them what's wrong, everyone does it, then the law kicks in, mitzvah shishogin v'alim mezidin. So there's no point to be moicha because, but adraba, they'll be amazed. But, obviously, in a case where other people will learn from that, and again, being choyte machti, if one person does that, and other people see, oh, they can do it, I can also do it, then you don't have this head of mitzvah shishogin v'alim mezidin. Mitzvah shishogin v'alim mezidin applies to yuchid, or people who nobody is going to follow their bad habits. But once they're machshelus harabim, then avada, you have to stop them. And that applies, the possible say, to a Rav in the Kehillah or a father in his house, a husband of the wife. If he is in charge, he's the leader, he can't always turn a blind eye and say, Mutav Shishogin V'alim Mezidin. Adraba, it's his responsibility to make sure that things are working out the halacha where we can. Obviously, when you can't, then you go back to the cloud of mitzvah shogim v'alim mezidin if they're not going to listen anyway, and it's not an issa meforosh in the Torah.
In case of
a sur d'oraisa, but even a sur d'rabbanan, which we said the heter, you say mitzvah shogim v'alim mezidin, or it's not meforosh in the Torah, that doesn't apply to a person who has responsibilities. Talks about someone defends someone else, not your direct responsibility. That's not your direct, not under your authority. Something under your authority you have to make sure is working kehel chusay. But I saw the Rambam, very interestingly, Taka, it's mashma that way. The Rambam, he brings this Gemara, he started off with in Beyer, where ladies are eating Yom Kippur al Shech HaSheicha, and we don't tell them off. And we say, even as the Raisa, Mitri Shogin Vali Mezidin. So Rosh explains it's not Mefurish in the Torah, so it's just Zogi Fe'elach, or people will understand it, whatever the explanation is, let them. The Lushan Rambam is, in Hichas Yom Kippur, he said, Lushim Sha'oich Lesh Shoshit al Shech HaSheicha, and they don't know it's a mitzvah lehoise mechoyla lakoydish, leave them Shloyasa Bezulah. And the Lushan Rambam is interesting, he adds a few words. Then if it means if a person has many wives, he can't go from house to house telling them all off. It's come to his mom, you have to stop eating. If a person has one wife, he can take care of her, hopefully. If you have a few, that's when Mutashi showing Malim Zidin comes in. What's he gonna do? He's gonna run around there and keep telling everyone what to do. It's a shver zach. Oh, but if you're a Valabusim, if then you should take charge and tell them off. If you can. One more point. Demonstrations. Is there a mitzvah to be moicher in public? Get together, yidin, and be moicher in ba'al avayra. If we say mitzvah she's shogin v'ali mezidin, they're not going to listen anyway. So what's the point of big demonstrations? If it's a maze, it's mefurish in the Torah, then there's a mitzvah machor. They have to look in how to be moicher in a maze. But people don't know, is there any point of being moicher, or do you say mutzvah shogim v'alim mezidin? And then the Bialucha, in Sim Tuf Eishchah, says that the Lucha we discussed of being moicher, chet, chis, amasecho, where it applies, where it doesn't apply, where you can let it go, only talks about amisecho. People are showing the Torah mitzvahs, they want to be showing the Torah mitzvahs, poka or apikosim, leave them alone. It's not your responsibility to take care of them. They don't fall into the category of chet, chis, amasecho, leave them alone, forget. Unless you have to do them, it's better. Nevertheless, as Rabbi Yashin writes, it's our most of the Mestabah, that when it comes to sometimes, Lahamid Adas Al Tilo, you have to bring a point across, then we don't say Mutiv Shishoyim Valim Mezidin and let them do what they want. Other Rabbi has to get up, and same way the person has responsibility in his house, and the burden on the town, so Klal Yisrael between them have also responsibility on those who are. Also, Iverissa. So again, when it comes to authority, telling people what to do and helping them and teaching them, then we don't say Mitzvah Shishoyin V'Alei Mezidin. Mitzvah Shishoyin V'Alei Mezidin applies to when someone is not going to listen to you and he's nothing to do with you, then leave him alone. But someone who's under your authority, then obviously you have to teach, and then you don't say, I'm not teaching them everything because Mitzvah Shishoyin V'Alei Mezidin. Telling them, learn the Torah, teach them. Avada Daf Mezugim, all Tag Mitzvahs with all the Drushas Chazal, with the left of God.